Hello.
Blog Talk
Good evening,
Radio.
Everyone. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's another day's journey, and I am so glad about it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord for another great day. Praise God. I am Evangelist Willie LaFon, and I will be your host and your speaker for tonight. Praise God. And I'll start with scripture, praise God. And after the scripture reading, praise the Lord, I want to play a song. And I pray that it will be a blessing to you. And I pray that you all that are on the line, you will enjoy this word of God. I just enjoy the word of God all the time, praise God. I love the fact that I thank and praise God, first of all, for Reverend Dr. Dorsey for giving me opportunity to come back before you. Praise God. I think the last time I was before you, I spoke on the word that says, yes, you can be set free. Praise the Lord. And I still agree with that. Hallelujah, because I agree with the word of God. My scripture reading for tonight, praise the Lord, will be coming from a couple of places, praise the Lord, hallelujah. The scripture reading, one of the scriptures that I'm going to read is Proverbs, the 16th chapter, and verse 25. It says that there is a way that seems right unto a man, and that's man, woman, boy, or girl, but the end thereof is the way of death. That's Proverbs 16 and 25. And another scripture I wanted to read, because I was looking over the book of Judges, praise God, and I saw a scripture that ties in with this message on the night, Judges 21 and verse 25, that says, in those days there was no king in Israel, and every man did that which was right in his own eyes. And when I say man, that includes woman also, boys and girls included, praise God. So in the days of in those days, that was a certain time when the Israelites, who were God's chosen people, who basically represent, praise God, or show other nations who the true and living God is, praise God, and they should have been a great example to other nations, praise God. And in any case, but in those days, there was no king in Israel, and every man did that which was right in his own eyes. And when you go and look out there and read the book of Judges, my goodness, you're going to find some things out that you wouldn't have thought would have even been written down, but it is written down. And then, praise God, hallelujah, I wanted one more scripture coming from Matthew, the 7th chapter, praise the Lord. Matthew, the 7th chapter, and all of this is going to tie in, praise God, with the message on tonight. So I'm giving you a few scriptures. Matthew, the 7th chapter, verses 21 through 23. And I have to use my magnifying glasses, so bear with me, praise the Lord. 21 says, not everyone, now pay attention to this, praise the Lord, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Now, this is in red, which means it's Jesus speaking, praise God. And verse 22 says, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, and in your name cast out devils, and in your name done many wonderful works? And then, this is what Jesus is saying. He said, then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Praise God. And I will go back to that. We'll relook at that a little bit later on, praise the Lord. So I said I'd read a scripture, and then I'm going to go in and try to play this song from my computer. And I pray the Lord that you're on the line, and that you'll be able to hear the song that I'm going to play. It's entitled, This Is No Ordinary Worship. It's a just a wonderful song, praise God, I Have No Rights, because it's sung by Kelante Gavin. Kelante Gavin, No Ordinary Worship. So listen to this song, and I pray that it will bless you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And perhaps we'll give others a chance to come on the line. So listen to the song. Praise the Lord.
Ordinary worship.
ordinary worship. Hallelujah. So I'm going to give God all, hallelujah, the glory that he is worthy of. Hallelujah. By Keelante Gavin. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank and praise God. We see some of you are coming online. Hallelujah. We thank and praise God for you coming on to hear the good news of the gospel. Praise God, the word of God on tonight. And we are excited about what the Lord is going to say. Because anytime, praise God, the word of God is being spoken, you get to hear what he has to say. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And I give him praise. Glory to God. I give him honor. I give him thanks. Hallelujah. For a brand new day. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank and praise God. Hallelujah. This is no ordinary worship. I just like that song. It's a very exciting song. And when I first heard it, as soon as he began to sing, you stand up on your feet and you begin giving God the glory. Praise God. Hallelujah. So I'm going to go ahead and get started. Bear with me as I say a short prayer, and then we're going to get right into the word. And I pray, hallelujah, that God will do what needs to be done on this line. Praise God. Hallelujah. He'll do what needs to be done in our hearts. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And I pray that you, hallelujah, will know that God is for you. He loves you, and he wants the very best for you. Go with me in prayer for just a moment or so. Father, in the precious and holy and righteous name of Jesus, that name that's above every name, we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are good to us. Hallelujah. You are good to us because you allowed us to see a brand new day. Hallelujah. You didn't have to do it, but you're good to us, Lord God. And we give you praise and glory and honor. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for Jesus sitting at the right hand of you right now, making intercession for us. Glory be to God. And I give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise, Lord Jesus, for the sacrifice that you've made for every person that will ever be born. Glory be to God. Thank you, Father, for your Holy Spirit, and we're depending not on ourselves on tonight, but we're depending on the Holy Ghost. We're depending on your Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I thank you for your anointing, Heavenly Father. I thank you that you called us. Hallelujah. God, I thank you, Lord God, for opportunity, hallelujah, to share the good news, this good word. Hallelujah. Anytime we hear from you, it's good news. And thank you, Father God. We pray, oh God, as your word go forth tonight, that, Lord God, if there's any bound, Lord God, sick or hurting in pain, God, in the name of Jesus, tangled up, we pray that the sword of the Spirit, the power of your word, will loose, set free, heal, and save at the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you anoint the hearers on tonight. Let them hear, what thus saith the Lord, hallelujah, with every intent of our heart, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord God, to be in obedience and to be in agreement with what your word says. So we give you glory. We praise you, Lord God, and we give honor to whom honor is due. Those great prayer warriors and ministers and preachers and, Lord God, servants of yours that may be on this line. And I pray it's somebody just that's on the line that's just trying to draw closer to you in Jesus' name. Father, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, we pray, oh God, that your divine guidance will go with us always in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for this blessed message on tonight, hallelujah. Lord God, you uses for your glory. Hallelujah. We command flesh to die. No flesh, as my friend says, is on parade tonight. We just, Lord God, are just your servants on tonight, your vessels, Lord God. And we pray that Jesus, hallelujah, glory be to your name, that you speak to the hearers on tonight. We don't know where all this word is going out, but when it goes out, we thank you according to Isaiah 55, hallelujah, verse 11, when your word goes out, it shall not come back void. So I thank you in advance. I praise you, Lord. I give you glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name, hallelujah. And somebody say, I can't hear you right now because I'm back in my room getting ready to try to go by my outline. Hello, somebody. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. But I love the Lord on tonight. I love him always because he loves me. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I thank him. Praise God. He anointed me and appointed me and called me to be an evangelist when I was in Germany some years ago, early in the 90s. Praise God. And I said, Lord, I thank you. You didn't call me to be nobody's pastor. But I thank you. Praise God for, hallelujah, letting me do something, even if it was nothing but to sweep the floor. Praise God. As the scripture says, I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of the Lord. But I thank and praise God for his anointing, and he's called me, praise God, and appointed me for this hour, praise God. So tonight, praise the Lord, the message, hallelujah, once again, I'm your host, Evangelist Willie LaFon. The word, and I thank and praise God for each of you coming on to hear this great word. Hallelujah. And angels, you be in camp to hear, praise God, and keep everything well. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. The topic is the word of God is right. Hello, somebody. The word of God is right. Something else is wrong. And we see a lot of things going on in the world today, and this is a year that certainly we have heard so many different things, you just about don't know what to believe. But let me try to stick to the script, praise God. The topic, the word of God is right, something else is wrong. And then I always like to provide a subtopic. The subtopic is coming from Proverbs 16, verse 25. There is a way that seems right unto a man, and that's when I say man, that's include man, woman, boy, girl, praise God. But the end thereof is the way of death, Proverbs 16 and 25. And I ask the question, I always like to ask the question if I'm speaking, praise God, what path, praise God, are you on? Are you on the straight and narrow path that leads to life? Hallelujah. Or are you on the wide path, the broad path that leads to destruction? You get two paths that you're on tonight. Hello, somebody. Remember, there's a way that seems right. And because God loves you so much, he don't want you to miss out on paradise, on eternity with him. Glory be to God. So he wants you to be on the right path tonight. Hallelujah. Wait a minute now. I know when I said that it may cause someone to pause. So let me say, wait a minute. Hold it up. Don't change the dial just yet. Don't hang up your phone. Praise God. Stay with me, and I promise you that you will be blessed, hallelujah, as you hear the word of God. Let me give you a few disclosures on tonight. If you are already on the right road, then I'm not talking to you. If you got it all together and know where you're headed, then I'm not talking to you. Hallelujah. Now, another disclosure that you cannot go on your own intellect or how well you can speak, hello, somebody, nor can you count on your PhD or the amount of money in your bank account. Come on now, somebody. Hallelujah. You can't even go on who you know. You know, sometimes people know some other people that's influential, and sometimes they believe they can get to this path that way. But praise God, I'm letting you know on tonight as a disclosure, is this is not based off of somebody that you know. Now, the scripture, as I stated before, and I'll repeat this quite often, scripture teach us that there is a way that seems right unto a man. Maybe I should say to a person so you don't get confused. Hallelujah. But the end of that way is the way of death. Let me say, and this is also part of disclosure, praise God. Let me say, I'm talking about myself now. Let me say that I have not always gotten it right. That's right. I just said that, Evangelist LaFont. Praise God. I, too, have sinned and fallen short of God's glory. Now, some folk say that they have made some mistakes in life. Well, that's just a nice way to put a dress on sins. Hello, somebody. Some say I am only human. Not true. That's just a loophole that the devil can crawl through and deceive, bamboozle, or hoodwink you. Come on in here, somebody. But since I met Jesus, glory be to God, my Lord and my Savior, my Redeemer, the rescuer of my soul. You see, he rescued me from the presence of sin, the power of sin, and the penalty of sin. Glory be to God for the shed blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. He is the rescuer of my soul. Hallelujah. Since I met Jesus, hallelujah. And glory be to God, he not only rescued me, hallelujah, he's the rescuer of my soul, he also rescued me from a life of deception, hello somebody, a life of darkness, destruction, and even the hell fire. Yes, Mark, the ninth chapter, talks about the hell fire where the worms will not die and the fire will not go out. You don't have to believe me, but my topic does say the word of God, it is right. Hallelujah. Something else is wrong. So I'm going to agree with God. If he says in Mark the ninth chapter, praise God, round about 44, 46, and 48, Jesus talks about the hell fire three separate times in that chapter. Praise God. You can find it out for yourself. And since I've been baptized and filled with the Holy Ghost, I wished I could say that I have done everything right, but that would not be true. Come on in here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. But one thing I can say, and that is that God has had a purpose, plan, and a will for my life since he made me. Glory to God. And since I know who I am now as a child of God, an heir of God, and a joint heir of the Lord Jesus Christ, I have made up my mind that I'm going to follow Jesus all the way. Glory be to God. Praise him. And I am fully persuaded that the word of God is right. Something else is wrong. Hallelujah. So I can say for certain that I am on the right road now. When I ask the question, what path are you on? Are you on the straight and narrow path? And as you read the scripture, you'll find out that few find that path. Hello, somebody. That's because you got people that have have a way that seems right. See, they may be on a path, and it seems right to them, but it may not be right. Hallelujah. If you don't balance this thing out with what God has said and doesn't agree with what God says, you may not be on the right path. And I hasten to say that some may have been in the church for years, but it doesn't mean you're on the right path. Come on, somebody. I'm going to speak as the Holy Spirit give it to me. Glory be to God. But I can say, hallelujah, for certain, glory be to God, that if you have accepted Christ as your personal Savior and you have decided, hallelujah, to follow Jesus and to hear the word of God and be in obedience to his word and do your best to live according to what God has strengthened you to do. Praise God. Hallelujah. You can make it in. Hallelujah. So praise God once again. I repeat the topic. Praise God. The word of God is right. Something else is wrong. So don't hang up the phone just yet. Praise God. Hallelujah. There's a way that seems right to a man. And I like how the Amplified Version says it. It says, there's a way which seems right to a man and appears straight before him. But the end is still the way of death. Now, why is this so important, this topic? The word of God is right, something else is wrong. And for people to get the message that there's a way that seems right. Why? Because God loves you. And he has given you the very best that he has to offer. And that's his only begotten son, our Lord and Savior Jesus, praise God. And he gave Jesus in exchange for your junk or your sins so that you can live and not die. And if you die, you're going to be separated from him. But if you live, praise God, as that Jesus told one of the thieves that was on the cross the day that he was being crucified, he said, today, glory be to God, hallelujah, you will be with me in paradise. Give God some glory. Hallelujah. But God loves us so much that he does not want us to miss it, praise God. He does not want us to be wandering around in life and on a path and thinking that we're on the right path, but we really have missed it somewhere along the way. We've got to do it God's way, glory be to God. And he give us the help that we need, glory be to God, through the power of the Holy Spirit. God loves you on tonight. Hallelujah, and he wants you to live. Hallelujah, I hear the word of God saying, praise God, in Ezekiel, hallelujah, the 16th chapter, praise God, the 6th verse says, when I pass, Ezekiel, the prophet of God, whatever you hear God say, he got to say it, hello somebody, Ezekiel 16:6 says, when I passed by you and saw you squirming in your new, and this is from the Amplified, in your newborn blood, I said to you, while you were in your blood, live. Yes, I said to you, while you were in your blood, live. That's a new take on giving birth. Hello, somebody. Glory be to God. And if God didn't speak life, if he didn't say, praise God, it was supposed to, you were supposed to live, you would not have lived. But God don't want us to miss out on the best that life has, and that's a life spent with him, praise, on this side, and then certainly on the next side, glory be to God, hallelujah. So we were saying, why is this so important? Because God loves you, and he wants you, hallelujah, to be saved. He wants you, hallelujah, to get it right before the close of the day, before it's too late, hello somebody. He loves us so much, hallelujah. The scripture teach, he spared not his only son, his only begotten son, but Jesus laid his life down, hallelujah, hallelujah. He, as the songwriter said, he became sin who knew no sin that we might become the righteousness of God, hallelujah. God want us to get it right, hallelujah. So praise God. That's why I focus on, praise God, the word of God is right. So what am I saying? If you don't get nothing else, figure out the fact that that means that we need to hear what God is saying in his word. If his word is right, we need to stick to the word. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I begin to say, as I begin to think about that and how much God loves us, I begin to think about the word of God. And I begin to reminisce on in Genesis how the word of God says, in the beginning it was God who created the heavens and the earth. And I thank and praise God as I begin to read about the creation, praise God, I begin to say to myself, God, I thank you that you created everything before you made man. Because I know it would be some human being down here on earth if you hadn't created everything, if you had a created man first, it would be one human being, at least one, that would try to take credit for what you have done. Come on in here, somebody. I know what I'm saying. Praise God. Hallelujah. But it was in the beginning, it was God that created the heavens and the earth. And then I'm reminded of how, praise God, a little bit on down in that first chapter, praise God, it said, and in God's image, he created us in his image and after his likeness. God created man in his image and after his likeness. That means he wants us to look like him in character, in his attributes, glory be to God, in his likeness. We should be talking. He spoke and said, let there be, and therefore, glory be to God, we don't have to accept every situation out there. If it's not of God, if it's not according to what God's will, which is his word for your life, praise God, then you can say something about it. Hallelujah. I hope and pray you get to agree with God. Hallelujah. Because I believe God and I agree with him. Praise God. Hallelujah. I begin to think more about his word. Praise God. Hallelujah. How he says, I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Hallelujah. How he says, the word, hallelujah, is a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path. Glory be to God. Thy word is right. Something else is wrong. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And then I said, Ezekiel, talk to us a little bit more, because we want people to realize, why is this message so important, that there's a way that seems right? God don't want you to miss it. It reminds me, praise God, and thank you, Holy Spirit, reminds me of when the Revelations, it was talking about the different churches and their issues. Every church had an issue, just like the word fell on a lot of different grounds. But every church has an issue. But the Lord said, and one of the churches said, I would that you're hot or cold. He don't want you to be lukewarm. Hello, somebody. He wants you to get it right. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So if the word of God is right, guess what that means? We need to invest, glory be to God, in the word of God. Ezekiel, praise God, put it like this, because God don't want us to be lost. He loves us, and he already has given us the best because he knew what was going to take place, so he had a plan. Jeremiah says, hallelujah, I know the thoughts that I have for you. Hallelujah, says the Lord. Thoughts, praise God, he has a plan for our life, praise God. And he wants us to reach the expected end. It's a good, he wants good for us and not evil, glory be to God. Ezekiel 33, I'm reminded of what he says there. He says, and once again, the prophet of God, hear what the Lord has said. And the scripture, verse 11, and Ezekiel 33 and verse 11 says, say to them, and I'm saying to those that are hearers on this line, as I live, says the Lord, I take no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but rather that the wicked will turn from his way and live. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Turn, and the Amplified, I like what the Amplified says, turn back, change your way of thinking, turn back in repentance from your evil ways. For why should you die, O house of Israel? And I asked the question, why should you die, O house of America, O house of other nations? Hello, somebody. According to the word of God, hallelujah, if you want to live and not die, this will require a change in your way of thinking. Hallelujah. Didn't David say it, hallelujah, to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Hallelujah. Renew your mind with what? With what the word of God says. Hallelujah. And then I began to think about more of God's word. So I'm going to give you some of his word, praise God. And I hope you can get the importance of why it's imperative that people realize that there is a way that seems right. And when I read Judges, remember when I read about that scripture in Judges, praise God, how in those days there was no king in Israel. And, you know, during the book of Judges, once Joshua, Moses, and Joshua had died, there was a generation that had come up that didn't know the power of God and the God that the previous generations had served, praise God. So people were doing whatever they wanted to, and they went back to doing stuff that was not pleasing to God. And as you read the book of Judges, you'll find out that God at times, praise God, when he would hear the moanings and groanings of his people, the Israelites, then he would, praise God, raise up a judge or deliverer to deliver them from the oppression or from the havoc that was being wreaked upon them, if you will. So, but some of the things that I began to read in the book of Judges, it was horrific. I said, oh, my God. But like I said, the people were doing whatever was right in their own eyes. Now, that's why we're speaking on tonight. Hallelujah. The word of God is right. Hallelujah. Something else is wrong. And there's a way that seems right, but it doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to be right in the end. So we want to get it right. I asked David, I said, David, come on and talk to us tonight. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And I like what David said in Psalms 27 and verse 4 when he says, one thing have I asked of the Lord, and that will I seek after, that I may dwell, stay, live in the house of the Lord, in his presence, that's from the Amplified, all the days of my life. Don't you want to be in the presence of the Lord? Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. And it said there's fullness of joy in the presence of God. Hallelujah. David said, yeah, he was having some issues with Saul, and Saul was trying to kill him, and he was hiding. So, yes, he said, one thing I have asked of the Lord, that will I seek. Hallelujah. That I may dwell. Now, that's relationship. God wants us to have genuine relationship with him. And how do we get to know him? We must open up his word, because John tells us, the book of John, praise God, in the beginning was the word was with God, and the word was God. So it's imperative to realize that the word of God is right. Hallelujah. Something else is wrong. And we got to get it right, because God loves us so much. He don't want us to stay in the condition. If we're in a fallen or lost state, and God knew what was going to take place in the garden, but he created us in his image, and God has free will, so he created us with a free will. So you get to choose. The thing about it is you want to choose that which is good, not that which is wicked. And that's why I want to share a few scriptures with you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, I like how the Bible gives different. It's a wonderful, praise God, a mighty word of God. And it gives so many different, I'll say, literature type situations, praise God. Do a lot of comparisons, allegories. And I like the comparisons. So even in Psalms, in the very first Psalms, praise God, where we get to hear from David again. Praise God, and there's a comparison between the righteous and the wicked. Remember, God don't want us to wind up with the wicked. Hello, somebody. So Psalms, the first chapter, says blessed, and from the Amplified, it gives you some details about what that means. Blessed, fortunate, prosperous, and favored by God is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked. You can't listen to everybody. Hello. If it's conflicting with what God says, you better separate yourself from that. Hello, somebody. Now, don't not tell. You want to share the gospel, praise God, to those that are willing to hear. But if you hanging around people that's devising wicked plans all the time, you in the wrong company. If you can't lead them to the Lord, praise God, pray to the Lord, send somebody else that'll get the message to them. Hello, somebody. Praise God. So David said, Psalms 1, blessed is the man, hallelujah, who does not walk in the counsel. And blessed means to be fortunate, prosperous, and favored by God. Hallelujah. And this man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked. And the wicked is those who follow the advice. You don't want to listen to the advice of the wicked. Hello, somebody. Nor stand in the path of the sinners. Don't even stand in the path of the sinners. You don't want to get on that path. That's the broad path. Hello, somebody. Nor sit. Don't even take a rest in the seat of scoffers or ridicules. Hello, somebody. But then verse 2 in Psalms 1 says, but his delight. Hallelujah. The man that's blessed, his delight is in what? The law of the Lord, the word of God, the commandment, the precepts. Hello, somebody. And on his law, his precepts, his teachings, he habitually meditates day and night. That's why the word of God is right. Something else is wrong. We need to get the word on the inside. I'm reminded how Joshua was given advice. Praise God. Hallelujah. If you want to know how to be successful, you got to meditate, praise God, on the word of God. Hallelujah. And meditate, don't just meditate, but you've got to hear the word and obey the word. Have a desire to be in agreement. God, I've learned this year in 2020 that I've learned that I need to be in agreement with what God says about me. If he says I shall live and not die, hallelujah, I agree with God. Hallelujah, glory be to God. He says, I love this scripture, John 16, 23 and 24. Hallelujah, in that day you should not, he said, whatsoever you ask me, or ask me in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, I will give it to you. That's what that scripture says, and you can look it up, John 16, 23, and I'm not reading every verse of it, praise God. He said, whatsoever you ask the Father in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, that God will give it to you, praise the Lord. And verse 24 says, he'll give you, praise God, the answer to your prayers so that, praise why? So your joy will be full, glory be to God. I agree with God, hallelujah. He said, if you abide in me and my word abide in you, you can ask what you will and it shall be done. I agree with the word of God. The word of God is right. Something else is wrong, hallelujah. Hallelujah, praise God. And you can read the rest of that. I like the whole Psalms 1. Verse 3 says, and this man that is blessed, praise God, he will be like a tree firmly planted and fed by the streams of water, which yields its fruit in its season. Its leaves does not wither, and whatsoever he doeth, praise God, whatsoever he does, he prospers and comes to maturity. Now, in comparison, the wicked, hello somebody, the ones who, they may have heard the word, but then something happened and they didn't keep it, hello somebody. The wicked are those who live in disobedience to God's law. That's what the Amplified says. Are not so. They're not going to be blessed, fortunate, prosperous, or favored by God. Because they're doing stuff in that's not pleasing to God. What Hebrews said, he that comes to God must believe that he is and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But the wicked are not so. But they are like what? Chaff, worthless and without substance, which the wind blows away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand. They will not go unpunished in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord knows and fully approves the way of the righteous. Here's a way that seems right. Hello, somebody. But the way of the wicked shall perish. That's the sixth verse. And Psalms, the first chapter, praise God, hallelujah. So what are we saying? We're praying that God, hallelujah, will let you understand that it's time to get it right. And I thought about when I began to read that 21st chapter, verse 25 of Judges, how every man did what was right in his own eyes. I said, that sounds much like our society today. People are just about doing whatever their heart think of. Lord, have mercy. And people must think that there's not a true judge, but judgment is coming. Praise God. And if Jesus said, hallelujah, I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there you may be also. He said, I'm coming back. Hallelujah. He said, as a John 14, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. Jesus is coming back. Hallelujah. And we don't want to miss out. And I appreciate God so much that he loves us so much that he does not want us to be separated from him. He does not want us to be on the wrong path. Hallelujah. So he gives us his word. The path, you say, what path should I go down, Sister Willie? Get in the word of God. Hallelujah. Ask God, hallelujah, Lord, hallelujah. Depend on the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. I hope everybody's still there. Hallelujah. Hello? Praise the Lord, hallelujah. I pray that, and I'm just going to try to do something to make sure y'all can hear me. I think I'm trying to recall. Praise the Lord. Can you hear me now? Praise God, hallelujah. Oh, is that right? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Okay, let me just a second, and I'm going to make sure y'all can hear me. Glory be to God. Mm-hmm. Praise Jesus. I want to make sure everybody can still hear me. 803. Just give me a second. I'm trying to learn how to do this computer to make sure people can hear me. Hallelujah. Just a minute. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I want to make sure I get the rest of it before it's over with. Praise God. Just stay with me and praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hello, can you hear me, Sister Alexander? Well, I'm trying to learn how to use this phone. I pray the Lord that everybody can still hear me. Praise the Lord. And I do apologize. I have phone trouble sometimes. But I hope and pray that you all, I thank and praise God. It looks like some people are still here. So I'm going to go ahead and try to get this finished. Praise Amen. The Lord. Oh, well, glory to God, I heard you, Sister Alex.
I've been on the line.
Oh, well, praise God, hallelujah. Now, see, I'm just trying to learn how to do this computer, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, now, I'm going to try to, you can still hear me.
Amen.
Okay, praise God. Let me go ahead on and finish the message up. And glory to God. Let's see now, it says, okay, you are still live. Live. Everybody's alive. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Well, now let me go back and get to the rest of it. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And I apologize where we stopped, where my phone, that other phone went dead, and I heard a lot of beeping. So I apologize for that. Praise the Lord. I think I had just finished with the book of Psalms, the first chapter, praise the Lord, talking about, praise God, the word of God is right, something else is wrong. There's a way that seems right unto a man, but the end thereof is the way of death. And I read a scripture to you earlier that give you a reason why is this important, because God loves you and he doesn't want you to be lost. And remember that scripture in the book in Matthew, praise God, the seventh chapter, verses, I started reading verses 21 through maybe 23, where it says, not everyone that says to me, Lord, Lord, and I was mentioning a little bit earlier before my line got interrupted, praise the Lord, that God doesn't want us to be lost, praise God. And this scripture in Matthew tells you, not everybody that says, Lord, Lord, is going to enter the kingdom of God. That's why God wants us to get it right and be on the right path, praise the Lord. But only those who do the will of my Father who is in heaven. What is God's will? The word of God is his will, praise God. Hallelujah. And then in that seventh chapter, and remember, this was the Sermon on the Mount. This was getting ready to close out the Sermon on the Mount, where Jesus said, many will say to me in that day, Lord, haven't we, we have prophesied in your name and driven out demons in your name and have done many miracles in your name. And then I will declare to them publicly, I never knew you. Depart from me, you worker of iniquity. My Lord, you who act, according to the Amplified Version, it says, you who act wickedly, disregarding my word, my commands. So that's why it's imperative that we get it right, praise God. And I was going to mention, I know I probably tarried with you quite a while already, praise the Lord, but there's so many more. I was going to give you some examples, praise God, of some comparisons of how easy it is for you to think you to be headed down the right path and then you still miss out. And I thought about Matthew, the 25th chapter, where it talks about the five wise and the five foolish virgins. It was a total of 10 virgins, praise the Lord. The 25th chapter, I believe that's verses 1 through 13. You're welcome to write it down, and you can take your time and read it and meditate on it, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Then the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. Glory be to God. Now, five of them were foolish. That means that they were thoughtless, silly, or careless. And five was wise, which means they could see ahead. For they were farsighted, if you will, practical and sensible, according to the Amplified Version. For when the foolish took their lamps, they didn't take any extra oil with them. But we know, as you read the lesson, that the wise took extra oil along with them. And now, while the bridegroom was delayed, they all began to nod off, and they got sleepy, and they all fell asleep. And then at midnight, a cry went out that the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. And then those, all the virgins got up. Hello. Everybody think they headed down the right path. Come on now. But praise God, when the wicked, when the five foolish virgins trimmed their lamps, they didn't have no oil left. And they wanted to get some of the wise virgins' oil. They said, give us some of your oil. And the wise, they very wise, they said, no, you can't, you know, they say you can share and share alike. But the wise virgin said, no, we can't share ours with you, because if we share ours, we may not have enough for ourselves. You need to go and buy you some. So while the foolish virgins, praise God, went out to go buy them some more oil, what happened? The bridegroom came. The wise virgins went on into the wedding, praise God, hallelujah. And when the foolish came back, hello, what happened? They knocked at the door. As the songwriter said, they may have knocked at the door and then knocked at the window, but they couldn't get in. But the whole bottom line is they didn't make it in, because they thought they may have been on the right path, but they weren't completely right. Praise God. Hello, somebody. And there was another lesson, praise God, the rich man and the poor man by the name of Lazarus. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong to be rich, because if God want me to be rich, I'm going to say glory to God, hallelujah, praise the Lord. But I know I'm not going to put my love into the riches, hello, because he said it's not the money that's evil, it's the love of money that's evil. Hello, somebody. And Jesus tell us, you can't put nothing before me. Jesus don't want you putting anything, mama, papa, sister, brother, baby, nobody. And as my pastor, Robert Ward, he's deceased now, older gentleman, he used to say, you better not get too attached to nothing in this world. But that was another comparison, praise the Lord. And we know that the rich man died, and that was coming from Luke, praise the Lord. That came from the book of Luke, 16th chapter, where it talks about the rich man and Lazarus. And you can read it for yourself, but just to bring it to kind of cut it down a little bit, praise the Lord, because I know I've tarried with you long so far. So, praise the Lord, hallelujah. We know that both of these men died. The rich man died, and he went down to the grave. Hello, somebody. And then the poor man, let me read that little bit, what it says. Now it happened that the poor man died, and his spirit was carried away by the angels to Abraham's bosom. And in parentheses, it's got paradise. And the rich man also died, and he was buried. And in Hades, the realm of the dead, he was being tormented. Hello, somebody. He looked up, and he saw Abraham far away and Lazarus in his bosom, paradise. And he cried out, Father Abraham, have mercy on me and send Lazarus. He wanted Lazarus to dip his finger in a cool glass of water and dip it on my tongue, because he was tormented in those flames. But what that tell you? There's a way that seems right. Now, I don't know if that rich man thought that he was doing what was right. I hope he wasn't like that rich man that had so much, and then he didn't know what he was going to do, but he built more barns so he can put all his stuff in there instead of sharing with people that it was in need, because the scripture teach about the poor to give, praise God, hallelujah. But I don't know if he was like that, but the bottom line, his life that he lived, if he thought he was on the right road, apparently he was not, because he went to a place where there was flames and there was torment, and then he was able to see Abraham up there in the bosom of, not Abraham, Lazarus, in the bosom of Abraham, praise God, and he wanted Lazarus, if he couldn't dip his finger in cool water, well, at least go back and tell, I got five brothers, go back and tell them about this place. And the end of the story where the writer says, if they don't listen to the messengers of prophets, like Moses and the prophets, they will not be persuaded, even though someone rise from the dead. And we know that was really eventually what's going to be talking about Jesus, because Jesus came and he would tell people that, you know, who he was, but they didn't get the message. And he said on the third day he would rise again. And nevertheless, look at the world that we're living in today, and still people are not getting the message because they're not trusting, hello, somebody, the word of God. Have mercy. But the word of God is still right. Something else is wrong. Now I'm going to give you one more comparison, and I like these comparisons, in the book of Acts. And you could take your time and read it, the fifth chapter, praise the Lord. I like this, and it's an interesting story about a man by the name of Ananias and his wife, Sapphira. Sapphira, my Lord. And it was during the time, praise God, hallelujah, where people were selling their places and they was bringing the money and they was landing at the apostles' feet so they can distribute it as needed, praise God. Well, Ananias and Sapphira, they had made a decision. They was going to sell, you know, their home, but they wasn't going to bring the whole amount. They was going to hold some back. But the bottom line is, when you begin to read this message, praise God, about Ananias and Sapphira, first of all, it was their home. They didn't have to bring anything to the disciples and lay it at their feet, because God had blessed them with it. It was theirs to do what they want. But the deception came in where they decided to say, oh, yeah, this is all we made from it. But that's where they end up wrong. And what was the outcome of that lesson? The outcome of that lesson is that they both died. Ananias fell dead at the apostles' feet. I believe it was Apostle Peter at the time. And then about 3 hours later, now that had, I thought that was interesting. you got all them church people had to know. They had to had chance to call Sapphira and tell her, your husband went in there and tried to deceive the Holy Ghost that was in Peter, and he dropped dead. So when you go up there, you better tell the truth. But ain't none of them church people called her and told her about that. They had 3 whole hours to tell her about that. Well, let the Lord speak to you about that. But in any case, church folks sometimes don't do right. Have mercy, Lord. But there's a way that seems right, but that wasn't right. And you know what I love about the Holy Spirit? He lets you know immediately. He will check you when you're about to do something that is not right. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And if you just listen to him and obey what he says, and if you study the Word of God and hear what the Word of God says, praise God, hallelujah, and make up in your mind that you're going to be in agreement with the Word of God, hallelujah, you can live and not die, praise God. Now, that was just some examples of some comparisons. And the last thing I want to go to, praise God, which is since we're dealing with the Word of God is right, something else is wrong, praise God. I wanted to read to you, praise God, from Matthew, praise the Lord, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Let me make sure. Let me go back to Matthew, the 7th. I was in a set, and I love that. Let's see. Yes, that's where I wanted to be. Matthew, the 7th chapter, still there, verse 24. Now, this is important. Therefore, and this is Jesus that is speaking. He says, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine, hallelujah, and does them, that's, we can't just hear the word, but we got to be willing to be obedient to the word. I will liken him to a wise man, hallelujah, which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon the house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon the rock. And we know that rock is Jesus. Praise God, hallelujah. If you're wise, hallelujah, you will hear the word of God and make it up in your mind that you agree with God and you obey God's word, because that's how you're going to have life, hallelujah. Didn't Jesus tell Martha, hallelujah, I am the, he told her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that liveth, he that believeth on me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Praise God, and he that liveth and believeth on me shall never die. That's what Jesus told Martha, praise God, in the book of John, I believe around the 11th chapter, hallelujah. So, praise God, so this wise man, hallelujah, if you build your house upon a rock, when the rain come and the floods come and beat upon, in other words, when life happens, situations in life that's going to really cause you to, what in the world is going on here? Ask yourself that. Hello, somebody. But if you're founded upon the rock, if you have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, if you agree with his word and you're doing everything in your power to live according to his word, and his Holy Ghost will help you, praise God, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Then you're going to stand. I don't care what comes. In spite of what's going on today, all this different yakety-yak is nothing but distractions. It's nothing but the enemy trying to keep you from being focused on what's important. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. That's why it's important that you have relationship with the Lord. Hallelujah. Then verse 26 says, and everyone that heareth these sayings of mine, and who does not do them, who's not willing to obey the word of God, shall be like unto a foolish man which built his house upon sand. And I know you know what's going to happen if you build your house on the sand. When the storms of life, hello somebody, when the winds, the rain, the floods come, when the tsunamis, they got fires here. They got earthquakes, the wars and rumors of wars. They got the pestilence. They got the COVID, the coronavirus. Man, that's why you want to build your house on Jesus. Glory be to God, on the word of God. Hallelujah. Because if you're on that solid foundation with Christ, praise God, God, when God is for you, he's more than the whole wide world against you, hallelujah. What Psalms 91 says, he that dwells in the secret place, that's in the presence of God, hallelujah. In the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Hallelujah. When you make God your refuge and your habitation, glory be to God, no evil shall befall you. Agree with God's word. No weapon formed against you shall prosper at the name of Jesus. Stand on the promises of God. Isaiah 53, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Jesus was already wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are already healed. In that end, praise God, 1 Peter 2:24, praise God, with Jesus' stripes, we are healed. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Agree with the word of God. Hallelujah. Agree with him. Hallelujah. Praise God. So there's a way that seems right. And God don't want you to miss out on eternity. Praise God. He wants you to get it right while you still have the warm blood running through your veins, while you still have breath in your body. Hallelujah. But when you build your house on the sand, what's going to happen? The wind, the storms of life come and beat on your house. It's going to fall. And great will be the fall. Why? Because you made up your mind that you got your own path. And this reminds me of a dream I had years ago. I was going to this church, and I'll never forget this dream I had, praise the Lord. There was this young lady in the dream, and there was a clear path that you could go down. And then, but there's tall, thick cornfield. And she decided, she said, well, I'm not going down this path. But I said, why in the world would you want to go through that cornfield? You have no idea what's in that. It's so thick you can't even see through it. Why would you try to make your, but that's what a lot of people do. They try to make their own path and go their own way. But remember what the word of God says. Hallelujah. There's a way that seems right, but the end is the way of death. We've got, God loves us so much that he wants us to get it right. And the only way we can get it right is get in what God's word. His word is right. Hallelujah. I believe Psalms 27 says the word of God is right and all of his works are done in truth, praise God. So you cannot go wrong, praise God, by standing on the word of God, trusting the word of God. Hallelujah. Once again, the question I asked earlier, what path are you on tonight? Are you on the straight and narrow path that leads to life? Or are you on the wide path that leads to destruction? I pray that, praise God, the word of God bless you. It blessed me, praise God. And know that, hallelujah, God is continuing to, praise God. As the songwriter said, he ain't finished with me yet. He's still working on me. But I thank and praise God I've made up my mind that I'm going to stay with the Lord, praise God. Hallelujah. And I thank and praise God for saving me, hallelujah. And I pray, hallelujah, that this word has been a blessing to you tonight. I'm not going to keep you any longer because I'm pretty sure I've said enough words. Praise God, and I want to give opportunity. I pray the Lord that Dr. Reverend Dorsey is still on the line, and if someone has a request for prayer, we want to give them the opportunity to ask for prayer. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So that's all I have tonight, Dr. Dorsey. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I hope y'all can hear me. Praise the Lord. Now, I'm not good at this computer just yet. Oh, okay. I'm still trying to unlearn this computer. Praise the Lord. But I pray that you've been blessed through this word. The word of God is right. Something else is wrong. Hallelujah. There we go. Now get me an ink pen just in case somebody has a prayer request. Praise the Lord. Okay. All right. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That other phone is still off the hook because I left it in here, but life goes on. Okay, now it says, okay. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen.
Sister LaFawn?
I'm going to open the lines. I'm opening lines right now in case you have a prayer request. Was there someone saying something that you have a prayer request?
Yes, this is Shauna's friend Jackie.
Oh, hi, Miss Jackie. How are you? God bless your heart.
I am great. I just want to let you know I enjoyed listening to it, and I've taken it in, and thank you for, I think I saw it, I don't remember where I saw it at, but I said I got to write it down, and I wanted to give a prayer request if you would pray for my son Ricky and his children.
I certainly will.
Yes.
Ricky, okay.
And I thank you again. This was a blessing.
Well, praise God. I thank and praise God you had a chance to get on the line. And, Shauna, you might have saw it on Facebook. But thank and praise God. And we will pray for Ricky. We certainly will. Yes. Father God, in the precious and holy name of Jesus, I thank you so much. Thank you, dear God, that you love us and that you are for us. Hallelujah. And I know you heard Miss Jackie's prayer request that she want prayer for her son. Father God, we want you to use young Ricky, Lord God, for your glory. We pray, God, that you touch his body from the top of his head to the sole of his feet, and we claim him as a man of God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We bind up any distractions, Lord God, because so many distractions come to try to keep young people, Lord God, from focusing on what's important. We pray a special blessing in Jackie and her family's life in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we pray special, Lord God, special favor in their lives in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord God, that Ricky will always remember that he can come to the Lord. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. We claim his soul for a child, as a child of God, in the name of Jesus. Bless him in a special way, dear God. And we thank you in advance for what you're doing in his life. In the name of Jesus. We bind up all hurt, harm, and danger in the name of Jesus. We claim, Lord God, that you, Lord God, nullify, dismantle, cancel, and stop any wickedness, any darkness that's trying to come against him in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We bless you, Lord. We thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. All right, Miss Jackie, God bless you, my dear.
Bless you, and thank you again for the invite.
You're welcome. Praise God. Hallelujah. Was there any other prayer requests? Well, praise the Lord. That's amazing if I got one one of the lines to come on. That's a blessing. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No more? Well, I guess if there's no more, praise the Lord, I will give a closing. Minister Dorsey, are you on the line? Not. Can't hear. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You can hear me?
Yes, ma'am. My name is Rachel. I have a prayer
request.
Oh,
Miss Rachel. Praise the Lord. You have a prayer request, dear?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, go ahead.
Lift me up in prayer, and lift my sister Sarah and her family up in prayer. I think she said the coronavirus had hit her household, so lift her up in prayer.
All right, okay. Father God, in the precious and holy name of Jesus, once again, I just thank you so much. Thank you, Lord God, that you see every situation, you know every circumstance. We lift up, first of all, Miss Rachel, and thank you, Lord God, that she knows you as her personal Lord and Savior. And Lord God, in Christ Jesus' name, we lift up her sister Sarah and her family. And God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we thank you, Lord God, for giving them liberty and freedom from sickness, from the coronavirus, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the power of your word. Hallelujah. If thou canst believe, all things are possible. And we believe that you're able, hallelujah, to deal with the coronavirus. We pray, God, that you, Lord God, will save their life, Lord God. Loose them, Lord God, from every attack from the enemy, every symptom of the coronavirus is trying to exalt itself against the knowledge of God. We bind up at the name of Jesus, and we pray that your healing, virtuous power will be loosed in this family's life, not just theirs, but other people may be having symptoms, Lord God, or the enemy is trying to exalt himself with some type of symptom or some type of sickness that's causing people to fear and have an anxiety, and we bind that up. According to your word, hallelujah. Thank you for giving us authority, dear God, that we can say something about the situation. Hallelujah. You said he that liveth and believeth on you shall never die. Hallelujah. We speak, Lord God, life over these people, and we pray for your divine healing and deliverance in Jesus' name. And we especially pray for every soul that's represented on this line and their families in Christ Jesus' name. And we love you, Lord. We thank you and we give your name praise. Thank you that you want us to live. That's what Ezekiel, the 33rd chapter, verse 11, you said you don't take pleasure in the death of the wicked, but you want people to turn and live. So thank you, Father God, for your kindness toward us, for your love toward us, for giving us, Lord God, your favor this evening and blessing us in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you, Miss Rachel. Thank you for your request. Amen. Is there anyone else?
You're
welcome, darling. God bless you.
I really enjoyed the word, and there is something else wrong because Jesus is not wrong. Amen.
There you go. You got it. You got it, baby. God bless you, Miss Rachel. You got the message. I know I was in the military, so I repeat a lot of things, but repeating helps me to remember things, so I thank and praise God for that. God bless you, my dear. Anybody else have any other special requests before? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Just wanted to let you enjoy the word. It was definitely, definitely meat for the soul tonight.
Praise God, Minister BJ. God bless you. Thank you for coming and supporting us on the line. Praise the Lord.
We just support one another.
Yes, ma'am.
It was a very rich word. I'd love to hear it again.
Well, praise God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you for your support, my dear. The word of God is right. Something else is wrong. We have to always remember that. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And thank God for the Holy Ghost that he lets us know when that other thing that's wrong try to present itself to us. And we have a right to cast it back down because the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. So we can take captive thoughts and imaginations and things that try to exalt itself against the knowledge of God, and we can pull them down to the obedience of the Lord Jesus Christ. So we thank and praise God, hallelujah, that the word of God is right. Hallelujah. Amen. Anybody else? Well, glory be to God. I won't hold you all up any longer. I thank and praise God for each one of you. I'll say a closing prayer, and I'll bid you farewell for this hour. And the good Lord willing and say so, we'll come back with you next month. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Father, in the precious and holy name of Jesus, I just thank you so much. I praise you so much. I honor you so much. And I thank you for this word. Hallelujah, Lord God. Your word is so good. You taught us, hallelujah, yes, like it says in the book of Judges, that everybody did what was right in their own eyes, and that looks like the society that we live in today. But, God, we're believing and trusting you for a great turnaround in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that you've given your people, Lord God, a mouth speak to say something about situations. So we're praying and believing that you're going to, Lord God, draw so many to you, Lord God, and help them to get the message that it's time to turn to you before it's too late in this hour in the name of Jesus. We ask for your grace and your mercy above people everywhere. We ask for special favor and blessings and healings. Lord God, hallelujah, for those that are represented on the line and for the body of Christ everywhere. We lift up, hallelujah, your apostles, your prophets, your evangelists, the pastors, the teachers, in the name of Jesus, every lay member in Christ Jesus' name. We come against, Lord God, this darkness that's in the world, and we thank you that Jesus is that rock. He is the light. Hallelujah, glory be to God. And we as members of the body of Christ, we need to represent you like never before. And we thank you for your divine Holy Spirit that will help us to live for you day by day, because, Lord God, I believe that, Lord God, Jesus is coming back, and we want to be ready when he comes back. And I thank you so much. I pray special blessing, favor, grace, and mercy in the name of Jesus. If any was sick, Lord God, anybody in pain, we pray that the power of your word has driven it out. Any headaches, we plead the blood of Jesus against. We thank you for healing toothaches. God, in the name of Jesus, we pray, oh God, for healing mind disorders. In Christ Jesus' name, we give you glory this evening. We bless you. We praise your name. It's in the precious and holy and righteous name of Jesus that we pray. And we thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. And we bid you all farewell and shalom in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless each of you. Good night.
Amen.